We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
12-year NFL veteran who's now a terrific analyst with the NFL Network. Follow him on Twitter at BaldyNFL. It's Brian Baldinger with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Baldy, thank you so much for your time this morning. I ran into you a few times in the Philadelphia press box back in the day. I know you know Andy Reid, and I know you know how he runs his operations. What's your sense of the Kansas City Chiefs this season? They just fired their general manager. They traded up to draft a quarterback. Alex Smith suddenly finds himself on the hot seat. How dangerous is this team compared to years past?
I think it's a good team. I mean, it's a good roster. I don't think that Alex Smith is going to be unseated this year. But, I mean, if you just look at, if you look at the quarterback that they drafted from Texas Tech, I mean, I've did a lot of his games over the years, and I talked to his coach, Cliff Kingsbury, this week in the Big 12 media days. I mean, Kansas City jumped up to number 10 to draft him because New Orleans was going to draft him at number 12. You know, and John Gruden in his quarterback search this past spring said he was the best quarterback, in the entire draft. So, I mean, if you look at Andy Reid, Sean Payton, and John Gruden, and their assessment of them, I mean, I just think this is, this is a pretty special player. I don't know when he's going to be ready, but I know he could play in a pro-style offense. He just didn't have to do that at Texas Tech. But I think Kansas City's in good shape. I can't speak to John Dorsey and his contract situation and what they did. I know this, between John and Andy, they've assembled a pretty good roster. They did not play well in the first three quarters against Pittsburgh in the playoff loss. But they came back, and made a heck of a game out of it. But I think Kansas City is going to be right there competing for the AFC West, just the way they did a year ago.
And do you think that it's the Raiders and Chiefs then in the division, with the Broncos being the big question mark because of their uncertainty at quarterback?
I think everybody's competitive in that division. I think San Diego's going to be good. They've quietly assembled a lot of really good players. They're I'm not making excuses for their records the last couple of years, but they've been awfully beat up, very injured at very key spots. If these two guards they drafted, Feeney and Lamp, can really play, the draft in the second, third round, if they can plug and play those guys at guard, they got a chance to be a really dynamic offense. And defensively, we saw what Joey Bosa was in the time that he played a year ago. Look at Melvin Ingram and, the guys at Brandon Meebane and, the guys they have up front. I think San Diego's going to compete, and I think Denver's going to compete. I mean, regardless who's that quarterback, that defense is still a championship-caliber defense. So, I think the AFC West is going to be the most competitive division in the entire National Football League.
Baldy, I couldn't agree with you more. When you think about San Diego and you look at the Raiders, both those teams seem to have their quarterback. They know that they're going to be their quarterback. Alex Smith may be looking over his shoulder. Maybe he won't get replaced, but he knows that pressure is going to be there. Mm-hmm. Who, in your opinion, when you're talking about the quarterback, who in your opinion who has the better quarterback in this conference? And when you're talking about San Diego competing, is there a threat that you can see San Diego competing for a playoff spot, or are you just saying just being able to compete in general?
Well, I mean, I think Derek Carr right now is obviously the hot rising quarterback in that division. He just got paid to be that. In his 3 years, all he's done so far is ascend in each year. And who knows, if he didn't get hurt last year, what San Diego or what Oakland would have done in that playoff loss. So, Phillip Rivers is, as anybody. Well, I mean, that guy is a stud. And when he's protected and he's got his weapons, he can be as dangerous as anybody. And, I expect him to throw 30-plus touchdown passes this year. Hunter Henry's the real deal. When I say compete, I'm saying this is a heavily competitive division, top to bottom. I don't know that anybody's going to get a 12-4 record this year. We saw both Kansas City and Oakland achieve 12-4 records a year ago, but I don't know that anybody's going to be 12-4. I think it's going to be dog-eat-dog, in the AFC West. And so, I don't know what's going to win it. I don't know who's going to win it. I just know that San Diego is going to be player in that division all the way to the end.
The NFL Network's Brian Baldinger joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Baldy, this show, we have yet to be able to refer to the Chargers as Los Angeles. We notice you're still having that struggle as well. We've given ourselves an over-under of week one. Do you think by week one you'll be calling them L.A.?
You know, maybe I'll be calling the Carson, you know. I hope that's the last time I ever do it. I hope so.
But good luck. We're getting killed.
I have the same problem in St. Louis and in other places as well. So we'll get it out of the system before long.
Speaking of something the rest of the AFC would like to get out of the system, the New England Patriots' stranglehold on the conference, many feel, will continue this year. At some point, Tom Brady's play has to fall off. At some point, this team needs to take a step back. Is there any reason to believe that this year is that year?
No reason. They returned the same five starting offensive linemen that started, 19 games a year ago. Tom Brady, in the second half of that Super Bowl, was as good as he's ever been. He's going to turn 40 on August 3rd. I don't see any reason why. I mean, I know these drop-offs will happen. Look, they happen to everybody, but I haven't seen any signs that it's happening. His mind is as agile and sharp as ever. His arm is as strong as ever. Whatever receiver that he throws to seems to be the open receiver. They won a Super Bowl without Gronkowski. We know what they've done in a trade this past off season with Cook. So I don't know what the offense is even going to look like this year. It may be completely different. You know, I mean, like Derek Blunt scored 18 touchdowns for him last year and he wasn't re-signed. So it's going to look different, but they're still the team to beat by a long shot. Miami is getting better and we'll see what Buffalo does. All the other teams do is just, constantly change at every single level. The quarterback, the coach, the general manager, they all change trying to catch them. But they still have a stranglehold in this division. They're still a team to beat in that division. They're still a team to beat in the AFC right now.
Baldy, there's a division in me that kind of reminds me of you alluded to the Raiders and Denver, how that division is so tough. How about another division when you look at Tennessee, comparable to the Raiders? You look at the Texans, they got that great defense, kind of probably would be the Denver Broncos. San Diego would be comparable to the Colts. I think this is another tough division. Maybe the competition is not as tough, but can you see Tennessee Titans now to making the turn and pushing as a playoff team as well?
I can see them pushing it, yeah. I mean, they were, 9-7 last year. And, they went to Kansas City at 9-0, and they won a game against a good team there. And that convinced me that they were, playoff tough. They faltered against Jacksonville the next week, and they lost their balance at the end, and Houston won it. But they're going to be tough, and Houston's going to be good. We'll see what happens at quarterback. Yeah, obviously, that's the question mark. I think Indianapolis is a team that you got to look at. They've upgraded their defense. There's no question about it. Andrew Luck, he had the offseason shoulder surgery, so we got to see just when he's healthy and how healthy he is. And Jacksonville is just a big question mark because, they've picked in the top five for six straight years in a row. I mean, it's almost unprecedented that you could constantly pick that high. Eventually, the talent, with Doug Marrone and, Tom Coughlin there, eventually it's going to kick in because talent does win in this league. And so eventually they're going to start winning more than three or four games a year. Now, whether it's going to be this year or not, I don't know, but it's a highly competitive division. You're right, Lo. I mean, this is a good division, a division that's getting better. They drafted really, really high. A lot of those teams over, a long period of time, they've got their quarterbacks in place, except maybe Jacksonville. They've got a lot of surrounding talent around them. So we'll see if somebody can really, take a stranglehold in that division. Nobody really has done that, even though, Houston seems to have dominated that division in recent years.
Dallas Cowboys making headlines for all the wrong reasons. Ezekiel Elliott finding trouble virtually every day this week with new stories popping up. How much will these distractions hurt and maybe a regression to the mean for the quarterback in Dallas?
I don't know. I mean, there's no reason. I mean, here on July, 19th or whatever it is, no reason to think that Dak Prescott is going to regress. The guy, from the day that he stepped on the field in the L.A. Coliseum against the Rams last year and took the team down the field and threw a touchdown pass to Dez Bryant, never looked back. I mean, he was a stud in every way. quarterback rating of 105 and 21 touchdowns, only four, you know, interceptions. I mean, I don't know why he would step back. I guess the only reason why people might think that is because he was just so darn good as a rookie. And the only way to go when you play that well maybe is down. But I don't see a reason why he's going to go backwards. The team around him is special. Now, the running back, I was just at the Star yesterday, took a tour of the facility. It's something else now. It's part museum. It's part Hall of Fame. It's part Shrine to Jerry. It's got his helicopter right down there at the 50-yard line. I mean, it's something to see. I don't know what to make out of Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, he knows that in Dallas, even after only a year, everybody's under the microscope. Who's ever played on that team is under the microscope. You know, I hope what is reported to have happened didn't happen. I just hope that for his sake. But I just believe that he's going to play a lot this year. I don't know if he's going to get suspended or not. I know Darren McFadden had 1,000 yards a year before. If he misses game, McFadden's going to step in there. And I know that they're a better team with Zeke in there, but they're still going to be a good team, even if he misses some games this year.
12-year NFL veteran, now a terrific analyst with the NFL Network. Follow him on Twitter at BaldyNFL. It's Brian Baldinger with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Thanks for your time this morning, Baldy. Great stuff as always, and we look forward to doing it again soon.
Thanks. I'll see you in a couple weeks in Canton there, Lowe.
Absolutely. See you in Canton, buddy. We're there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.